Being a professional isn't about the money you make, the position you hold, your level of expertise, or fame. It's the motivation and the attitude you bring to your work. A desire for always learning and improving, and balancing your creative output with getting the business done. Welcome and join the Creating Pros. Hi, and welcome back to Creating Pros. I'm your host, Jim Nettles. So when I was a teenager, MTV launched and that first song played, Video Killed the Radio Star. Well, now we're kind of looking at the next generation of this. Has AI killed social media? So earlier this week, there was a big release in March from Google, which is starting to really filter out and kind of nail down on AI-generated content. Facebook and Meta launched some things this week, which is starting to lock down on how well a lot of tools can interact with their platform, cutting down on things like the ability to post into your own groups, things along these lines. Was at a dinner, we were talking about currently where do things stand with social media marketing, because every day, Google, Facebook, all these platforms are coming in and really doing a couple of things that are locking down on them rather quickly. You know, we see that your options to be able to select and create and drive and trigger and really navigate your own advertising on platforms like Facebook and Google are diminishing every day. We see that the ability to interact and really generate content that drives and attracts people is getting harder and harder every day. There was an MIT study that just came out recently talking about the fact that en masse, people are largely being attracted and drawn into a lot of the AI-generated content, things that move fast. They run consistently. As long as it's entertaining, large volumes of people don't care. And so one of the other things that we're now also starting to see is that there's a lot of movement away from different platforms. Demographics are shifting again across the different platforms. Where are the users? Where are the people? Because bots are basically going out and being the major content creators. And bots are also the ones that are being run to be the content consumers. Because this is one of the things that has brought some of the questions into validity about how much is being seen and watched by people versus how much is being seen and watched by the bots and technology. And part of the reason that bots and technology are watching and capturing what somebody is doing is because those bots can then use generated AI to replicate and basically regurgitate what they've seen, but try to put it out en masse. So what does all of this mean for where we're at? What does all of this mean for content creators, business owners? There's an argument to be made that we see more and more every day of fake content creators, fake influencers. Basically, we see bots being created on a daily basis to fill and flood social media. They have the ability to mimic pretty much anything, right? We now see that technology has been able to fix some of the bigger problems that we had just even a year ago in terms of video, consistency of imagery, fixing a lot of these kinds of things. And if we look at text, ChatGPT, some of these other platforms, lots more platforms are being launched. And right now, it feels like we've entered into the next phase of technology. We've entered into a really next phase of society. And this is not going to slow down anytime soon. Again, we were talking at a dinner the other night. Again, there's a couple of us agency owners and stuff. We were looking at what does it mean to be able to do things for clients. what does it mean to be able to do and deliver services for people? For example, one of the things that very likely we're going to see is that small and mid-sized agencies are going to be dead within a couple of years because social media platforms are coming in and really locking down on the ability to use non-native tools to go in, schedule ads, do research, see the data. Going in and using the native tools on these platforms is becoming harder and harder because realistically, you're getting less and less control over what you do. The drive is much more towards Google, Meta, all of these platforms saying, let us just do it for you, which means you don't have control. And that let us just do that for you really translates into let us go burn a lot of your money to figure out where these ads need to run instead of letting you have an agency do it. I think one of the things that we probably are going to be seeing is going to be really some of these platforms are going to come out and say, hey, we've now started up our own internal agency. You can't see what we can do, but we can do these things for you. And this is going to lead to a lot more consolidation and wiping out more and more small business. Or we may actually see that these platforms shift again because ad revenues are plummeting across a lot of these platforms. We can see that a lot of the other revenue models are really starting to drop on a lot of the social media platforms because ad revenues are being affected, because views are being affected. So right now there's a big question of what do we do? What do we think the future is? Well, I would also say that these platforms are starting to now come in and do more and more to question and in some cases suppress more and more AI generated content. They're pushing at least for it to be better quality, higher quality generated content. With the release that Google turned loose in March, if your website, your blog is pretty much nothing but AI generated and regurgitated content, you're not going to show up in the rankings because it can tell there's nothing original there. So unless you're already a top producer of content and you're already an established resource, pretty much if you're just using AI to generate content for your site, nobody's ever going to see it anyway. It looks like based on the pretty much the quick turnaround was that sites that are 50% or more generated AI content for their websites pretty much are just dropping off. You're not going to be considered an expert. You're not going to be considered a reference. Your material is pretty much never going to be seen. When we look at a lot of the quote unquote influencer market, the ability to create, stand up, and drive out an AI bot with an image, video, people that look more and more realistic, and they disclose, hey, this is an AI bot that's doing this for you. We see large enough parts of the market don't care. They're wanting to consume what's coming from the bot. They don't really care that it's not a human being. Looking at some of the market research, looking at some of the analysis that's come along, one of the statements that came across was basically that generally people are not going to go to the resource just because it came from somebody that had to do more work to produce it. Because in the age of social media, we're basically having to consume things in bite-sized fashion. We're coming in 30, 60, 90 seconds, maybe even just a few seconds of content. As long as it sits there, it hits the dopamine response, you scroll past it and you keep moving. Having worked in fintech and financial technologies so much of my career, the ability to see and move with markets, with things that are happening in the news, in media, all of these kinds of things moving to that kind of speed. Well, all of that translates into bots being able to pull up, consume, and regurgitate that data very quickly and put together a new look, a new feel, and roll this out the door. Right now, we're watching a balance in the large technology companies fight between what is going to be acceptable AI-generated content that will allow to be out there, that users are going to be able to see, hit, all that kind of thing, versus what's going to be suppressed because it's just more generic garbage. When we look, we're seeing the notion of social shares, that social engagement, die. You know, that, you know, oh, like, share, hit the button. Nobody's going to care because what we see with these platforms, what they're doing more and more of, is that they are curating for you the content you will see. And in the short run, this will probably lead to you being and seeing things like, oh, okay, well, based on my patterns, I look at cat videos and this and this and this, or I read a lot of political content, I do these things here. That's what your feed's going to become. It doesn't matter who you've gone and followed. It doesn't matter who you're really trying to see what's happening on, such as a creator. Let's say you want to follow your favorite authors, your favorite artists, your favorite musicians. Unless that's what you deliberately follow all the time, they're going to fall off your feed and you're going to forget they exist. So I don't want this to sound like doom and gloom because it's not. But what it does mean is that this landscape is changing. It's changing rapidly. And one of the things that I expect we're going to see here is a couple of paths. We're going to have a lot of people, if all you want to do is consume and all you're trying to do is be entertained, well, social media platforms have now gone through the exercise and trained people just to consume whatever they're dumped in front of them. Take the dopamine hit, take the rush, and go to the next thing. If it's just AI, well, then you can go to the next thing. The next piece of what we're seeing here, though, is going to be the question of how much better can these AI producers get in terms of what they produce? In other words, if fundamentally influencers and media people and entertainers and creators stop using the platforms, then what's going to happen is going to be that these platforms will kind of grind to a halt because the AI has nothing to learn from. It has nothing to replicate. It has nothing to emulate. But what that means for the real content creators, whether you're doing YouTube videos, whether you are a writer, whatever you're doing, that notion of losing those platforms as a way to reach people means also kind of the death of your business. So what do? Where do we go from here? Again, with what we're seeing is that tech companies are already seeing the hit to their bottom lines because if a platform doesn't do me any good or it becomes too expensive for me to run an ad on it to sell books, to sell product, to sell whatever else, then I don't use it. I don't put ad money there, or I cut back on the ad money there because it's just not effective. We're seeing that happen now so that ad rates are not plummeting, however, because what's happening is that bots are coming in and being used to rapidly go and test and figure out and run ads. So we're seeing that commercial lines are pushing out a lot of the small and mid-sized companies and creators. And so it's going to be a battle. And I think this battle is going to go, let's call it the next year and a half, while we figure out how much and how much of an effect AI has on the marketplace, because no one cares about the impact of AI on creators today. Now, I do think that that's going to come and change because we are seeing that shift happen across the board in a lot of places. We're starting to see people reject AI written content. We're seeing people reject a lot of material, because if you are an avid reader, an avid consumer, an avid fan of certain kinds of content, you want the new, you want the fresh, You want those things that have that spark of life. The problem is the mass consumer is being trained more and more just to accept whatever happens to be dropped in their lap. Now, again, I don't think all of this is doom and gloom because we've been going this way for decades. Looking at the paths and the approaches I would continue to take, and the thing I keep telling everybody, from business owners to content creators, authors, artists, musicians, keep doing what you're doing. Go keep producing, go keep trying to fight uphill to reach those people that will be your audience. But the thing that is going to become more and more critical is going to not be as much about being online as it is to create those human connections in person, in some way, shape, or form, be it an event, be it a convention, be it shameless promotion anywhere and everywhere you go, and then continuing to use social media, social engagement to do what social media really is there for, which is to create real connections between people. When we look specifically at Meta, and when we look at the semi-failed metaverse, I think we're going to see that try to be brought back here sooner than later. You know, part of that, I think, is still dependent on the nation of a lot of the augmented reality technology is not to the point where it is effective and affordable for the larger masses of people. But one of the things I do expect we're going to see is going to be that notion of these technologies are going to come in and help create different levels of connection. I think that the external technologies we use to program posts, to program videos, to program all the kind of content stuff we've been doing for efficiency is going to get blocked and gone, because that's going to be one of the ways of dealing with AI content and AI creation, is that we're going to see roadblocks and friction put in between how we as human beings can do things and the technology can't, at least not today. Now, over time, what this really means is the vast majority of people are going to get frustrated and go, it's not worth the time. I think that we likely are going to see floods of people leave these platforms. And AI is going to be a big piece of this. Now, the other side of this is going to be, again, these platforms are either going to have to go one of two ways. Right now, if we look at things like TikTok and Instagram and a number of these are not social media engagement platforms. These are entertainment platforms. And entertainment platforms are going to continue to embrace more and more AI-generated content, because it can be dumped out there and targeted and curated so quickly that no human being with an entire team of people can keep up with what an AI can do. But on the other hand, we've got platforms where real social engagement can happen. Here's going to be the downside of this. If this is what we really want, if we as consumers, as users of these systems, are ready to make the move to where content's valuable, content comes from original creators, the next phase of this is going to be things that a lot of my fellow creators and a lot of people online have balked at. This is something I too am not entirely happy about, but there's two things I full well expect are going to be coming in the next few years. Number one, because this keeps hitting up on for legislation, but the anonymous internet is going to die. You're going to have to authenticate in some way who you are as a human being to get online, to use the systems, the tools, the platforms. The system will know who you are. And by that, we can eliminate a lot of the bots, because they'll be identified as a bot. They'll have to be identified as a technological integration or interface, really an AI-driven user or a technological user that represents a brand, a company, something along those lines, but it will have its own unique identity. So what this means is the ages of spam farms and things like this will take a direct hit because you will know who that person is on the other line. This means more work to authenticate who we are, more work to really determine who is the human being on the other end. And what this fundamentally means is that anonymity finishes dying on the internet. Now, for most everybody out there, anonymity on the internet has died and has been dead for a long time if you know how to deal with certain things. And for the people that we typically are most concerned about and wanting to have that anonymity, well, they're the ones with the data. The second thing that's going to come into this, especially on a lot of these platforms, is going to be the notion of free is going to finish going away. When Twitter/X rolled out the pay for the blue check mark to prove you're human, a lot of people balked at that. A lot of people looked at that as a money grab. Well, yeah, true. It was a way to pull in revenues for the company, but it did something else. If you're paying even the most nominal amount to authenticate and say, yes, I'm a real human being on this platform, that is enough to prevent most bots, especially people that are creating bot farms and, you know, spam farms, things like this, having to pay $1 a month is enough to wipe out the vast majority of those kinds of farms, because what they're paying for is nothing. But if you implement this, somebody who's sitting there who's got 50 devices and they're automatically churning video over and over and over again, or they're using this to churn through stuff. Well, all of a sudden, if I've got to have 50 validated accounts, 50 paid accounts, those profit margins disappear very quickly. Or the cost of somebody using and subscribing to those farms disappears because, again, the profits and how you make money from those is based on volume and the fact it's cheap and nearly free. If you ever have seen one of these bot farms or one of these organizations where you'll see somebody in a third world country, you'll see dozens, even hundreds of old mobile devices in rows on a wall or on tables, things along these lines. You'll see people running VMwares, and all they're doing is walking along and just continuing to refresh, keep things going so that there's a human touch and a human engagement. But one person can run hundreds of these devices. A couple of people can make a lot of money just by running running tons of devices and running along throughout the day. Well, implementing costs, the fact it is free, and free doesn't exist for everybody who's listened to me for any length of time, free is non-existent, but for something that you're not directly paying for access for, there's going to be a benefit coming to actually paying, even if it's a couple of bucks a month. If you're an active and avid user of these platforms, to pay to start getting better and premium services, to authenticate and validate who you are. So the days of free are really going to come to an end, and AI is going to be part of the reason for that. And again, I don't want this to sound like doom and gloom, because it really isn't. It's just a matter of, this is change, this is where we are. And yes, it's going to make things a lot more complicated for a lot of creators. It's going to create bigger barriers of entry for people to actually do a lot of these things. But what we're relying on, and what we think is probably going to happen, is that notion that you're going to be paying to be on the platform anyway. So you're going to still be a content creator. You're just going to be paying something to prove that you're human. Or it's going to be a notion of, we're going to authenticate who we are on the system to prove we're not a bot. And the question is going to become this: do these platforms want to encourage and drive and pull in the AI-generated content? Or do they want real social engagement? That is going to be the fight of the next 12 to 18 months. We're seeing that fight play out right now. We're seeing these platforms start to put in rules, algorithms, changes that are saying, give us real content. So until next time, this is Grading Pros. And as you can tell, I've got the allergies going on. And so as far as I know, I'm still here. I'm still human. And we'll keep moving on.